From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Victims of April's mass shooting at Virginia Tech have until September 15th to claim their share of the $7.5 million Hokie Spirit Memorial Fund, all private donations. Families of those killed will be awarded $180,000 each. Those injured are eligible for $40,000 to $90,000, depending on how long they spent in the hospital, plus free tuition at Virginia Tech. Students who were on the second floor of Norris Hall the day of the shooting but not injured will receive $10,000 or free tuition. It was up to Kenneth Feinberg to come up with the formula for how those funds would be divided. He was also in charge of the $7 billion September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Two very different tasks, he says.
9/11, unlimited budget, all public money. Virginia Tech, very limited budget, all private money. 9/11, I had to calculate by statute a different amount for every claimant. Hokie Spirit Memorial Fund, all the families of the dead get the same. All those hospitalized for a certain degree of time get the same. All those traumatized get the same. 9/11 fund, you had to waive your right to litigate against the airlines, the World Trade Center, the Port Authority. The Virginia Tech plan has no preconditions whatsoever. Basically, it's a gift.
The plan for what you would, how you would distribute the money evolved some over the time that you've been working on it. And I wonder what you heard from the families as you met with them that, changed your ideas about how the money should be given out.
Well, the very first thing I heard was, Mr. Feinberg, please give every family a choice. One size does not fit all. Some of us may want to create an endowed scholarship in a loved one's name. Some may want to take the money and divide it up, some scholarship, some cash. Some may want to take the money and do what they will. Secondly, was this uniform view that the fund should not be shut down prematurely, that the Hokie Spirit Memorial Fund may yet receive additional funds. And therefore, will you please extend the life of the fund as far out as possible, so we chose the end of the year. Many families said, Mr. Feinberg, who told you that there's only $7.5 million in the Hokie Spirit Memorial Fund? We want an accounting. We want an audit. Granted, and we attached to the final protocol a summary accounting of the revenue and expenses in the fund.
Is this money taxable?
Virginia Tech, I believe, thinks it is taxable. They will issue a 1099 with each of the checks that go to eligible families. I've also heard, however, that like 9/11, which was not taxable, a strong argument can be made that it is not taxable. So in the protocol, I suggest that every recipient consult with their own tax lawyer, their own accountant, and make that decision for themselves.
That seems like a pretty basic question that families would want answered before they took the money.
You would think it is an important question, and families are encouraged to seek out advice.
When you talk to the Virginia Tech families, is there still a great deal of residual anger? There have been a lot of divisions among the families, I think, or a lot of reporting of divisions among the families about how much was known, how much the university did. And I imagine that that carries over. It hasn't been that long since the attack.
Oh, it's a primary emotion. And I explained to the families, I'm here to talk about the protocol. And they say, we don't want to talk about the protocol. We want to talk about how this was allowed to happen. Now, it's a little different, as I say, from 9/11, where you had to waive your right to sue. Here, I would say to the families, well, I'm glad to listen. That's not part of my mandate. You have every right, if you so desire, to hire a lawyer. Be careful. You're litigating against the Commonwealth of Virginia. Virginia Tech is a state institution. You may litigate for years. You may pay your lawyers every dime of what you're going to get from the fund.
You mentioned that the Hokie Spirit Fund will be open till the end of the year. Why not leave it open longer or even indefinitely?
Well, that's a question maybe to direct to Virginia Tech, but I think the answer is that Virginia Tech feels some obligation to move forward in an era when we will never forget these students, but actually we're an institution of education and we'll memorialize this, but we want to get moving again. Just as the 9/11 fund by statute expired, so too here we should have all the funds in by the end of the year, and they'll be distributed, and let's move on as best we can.
Kenneth Feinberg, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Kenneth Feinberg is the administrator of the Hokie Spirit Memorial Fund, which will make payments to Virginia Tech victims and their families.